A new shocking report reveals extreme cases of human rights abuse of asylum seekers in an Australian detention center. British newspaper The Guardian has published the 8,000-page report that includes more than 2,000 incidents from the remote Pacific island of Nauru between May 2013 and October 2015. It highlights serious concerns about the ongoing risks to children and adults held on the island. More than half of the incidents involve children, despite the fact that they made up only 18% of those in detention on Nauru during the time covered by the report. Canberra has been under pressure from international rights groups and UN agencies for its asylum policies that send boat refugees to remote processing centres on Manus Island and Nauru. International lawyer Barry Grossman says there is no legal mechanism in Australia to challenge these kinds of abuses against refugees.
Australia has always had a woeful record when it comes to its handling of refugees. The Guardian story is timely, although it doesn't really tell us much that people following the plight of refugees in Australia and Australian policy did not already know for a long time. Now, what needs to be understood is that this isn't a partisan political problem in Australia, because successive Australian governments formed by both dominant political parties have essentially given the bureaucracy in Australia a free hand to do whatever they like when it comes to ensuring that refugees don't come to Australia, and even to discourage them from aspiring to come to Australia to assert their legal rights. Australia doesn't have a constitutionally enshrined Bill of Rights. So there's effectively nothing that the federal government cannot do as long as it passes legislation to give bureaucrats the authority to do what it is that they want to do. That is to say, there's no legal mechanism in Australia for challenging these kinds of abuses as long as they're, loosely speaking, carried out within the framework of the legislative apparatus that was set up by Parliament. What we see Australia doing, and what Australia has long been doing, is violating the legal rights of refugees as conferred by the long-standing UN Convention on the Status of Refugees. The problem, of course, is that there's no domestic legal mechanism for enforcing those rights, and increasingly internationally, we see that legal rights simply don't hold any meaning anymore.